Next, we're going to hear from our reporter, Jackie Northam. Jackie, welcome back.
Thank you.
We just heard from a journalist there in Kabul that there's essentially been silence from the elected leadership of the Afghan government for the last couple of days. Is there anything you found in your reporting that's come out of Ghani's office or elsewhere?
No, not really. We don't really know what is happening with President Ashraf Ghani. After the Taliban encircled Kabul, we heard that he held emergency talks with the U.S. representative for the region, Zalmay Khalilzad, and other top NATO leaders. But, you know, it's pretty clear, it's very likely that his government will not last and he'll have to resign and, I imagine, get out of Afghanistan as well. Adi, these are really fast-moving developments coming in right now. Nobody knew Kabul was going to fall quite this quickly. There appear to be furious negotiations taking place in Kabul, and there's some talk that an Afghan delegation will go to Doha for more talks. But it appears it's going to be a transitional government, and we're just going to have to wait to see what that looks like.
Have the Taliban given any indication of when they want to assume power or how it's going to happen? We just heard there that the reporting is that the soldiers have been told not to use force as they approach Kabul today. But is there anything else we know?
Right. We're only getting what we know from a Taliban spokesperson, and they're talking that they want to take, that wants to transition of power as soon as possible. And then they said in the next few days. They're already giving us an idea, though, of how they're going to govern. They say that they want an inclusive Afghan government where all Afghans will have participations and that women will have access to education and work and allowed to leave their homes, and that there's going to be guaranteed freedoms for journalists and the media. And if you recall, the militants, last time they were in power, didn't even allow TV. They had one radio station that only had religious chants. So given the history of the Taliban, they're making all these statements that it's going to be an open sort of, free society. But, that's hard to believe. It was a brutal, brutal regime that they had for the years that they were in power. At the same time, they have also made it clear they do not want to become a pariah state again. You know, in large part, it needs money. So we're just going to have to see. But I think any signs that it's going to be, again, an open society really have to be taken with a grain of salt.
I understand you've been speaking with some people in Kabul. Who have you reached? What are they saying?
I've spoken to a couple of people, yeah. One resident I talked with, she was describing the mood in the city. And we're not going to use her name, as you can imagine, for security reasons. But here's what she had to say about what the mood is like right now.
Right now, the thieves, robbers, all the looters are out and trying to loot cars, whichever are traveling right now. My father was just speaking to one of his friends, and gunshots everywhere. And right now, the people we have, in our neighbor, we have this guard with a gun. He also just shot at someone because people are trying to loot houses and whomever is passing by the road.
And Adi, you can just hear the fear in her voice. You know, she says she and her family are huddled in one small room in their house. Listen to what she had to say.
So right now, we don't know. I was just talking to my dad. He has a gun. So I told him, I was like, just keep it ready. If the thieves are trying to, they're going to come home so we can defend, you know.
There's just so much uncertainty in Kabul right now, Adi. So with the Taliban coming back in power. So I think, she's probably indicative of how a lot of people are feeling, particularly in Kabul right now, if not throughout the whole country.
We're going to be hearing from our White House correspondent, Franco Adornez. But earlier you mentioned that the Taliban do not want to be a pariah state again. Mm-hmm. Can you just remind us what these talks in Doha have been?
They've been trying to, come up with some sort of peace agreement between the Afghan government and the Taliban. And they haven't gone anywhere. The Taliban did not engage in these talks at all. They were playing a double game. You know, they're saying yes, yes, yes in Doha. But the fighters, the militants were just sweeping across the country. They might try to get some negotiations going again. But so far, it hasn't gone well.
It's NPR's Jackie Northam. Thank you.
Thank you.